And listen to this rerun. Not only are pedigree dogs great as show dogs, but you can teach them practically anything.
I know. I know a dog that can stand up and speak.
A lot of dogs can do that.
But this one can also carry food. Watch. Hey, Shirley, bring some fries.
Hey, Raj.
Wow, you look awful.
I do?
Yeah, man, you look completely wiped out.
What's wrong, Raj?
I'm up at 6 a.m. doing my homework because at night I'm trying to teach math and history to that brainless Patrice Williams.
Oh, don't worry. It won't be too much longer, Raj.
Thank goodness.
Hi, everybody.
Patrice, you're supposed to be in the library.
Oh. Hi, everybody.
This isn't the library, Patrice. You only got 2 hours before your exam. Now go study.
Well, I'm nervous. When I get nervous, I have to eat.
Well, there's no reason to be nervous. Just remember everything I told you and you'll do fine, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Patrice, how's your dog, Susie?
Ooh, Dwayne, she's so big, she's gonna have those puppies any minute now.
All right.
All right, but go study, Patrice.
Is she really that stupid, Raj?
You're smarter than she is.
Wow, that is stupid.
Watch it, Dwayne.
Sorry, rerun.
We've got to get her through those exams.
Yeah, we sure do, and then we're gonna be rich.
We? Her parents promised me one of Susie's puppies for tutoring her. I'm up all night, I'm doing all the work, but we are going to be rich?
Well, I'm the one that got you the job.
That's right. He definitely deserves a full share of the profits.
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing for your share?
I'm the entrepreneur.
The what?
The entrepreneur. You look at any big business, there's always a giant behind it. That's me.
Yeah, you're the giant behind.
All right, GB. How rich do you think we're gonna get?
I was hoping you'd ask me that. I did a little figuring here. Mm-hmm. Now, it takes 2 months for one dog to have puppies, right?
Wrong. It takes forever for one dog to have puppies.
And then we're gonna get another dog. Now, dogs have an average of 6 puppies each time, okay?
Right.
And figure $50 a piece for pedigree puppies.
$50?
That's right. So if Susie's puppy has 6 puppies, and each one of those puppies has 6 puppies, and on every 2 months, at the end of the year, we'll have $388,000. And that's only the first fiscal year.
That's fiscal.
Right. And at the end of the second fiscal year, we will be the proud owners of $60,466,176 dogs.
60 million?
And make over $3 billion in only 2 years.
Now that is dumb, Rerun. That is really dumb. How are we gonna take care of 60 million dogs? They ain't even 60 million trees.
Hold it. We only have one dog so far. We don't have any place to keep it.
You mean your mama won't let you keep the dog?
I've been afraid to ask her. She's never let us have a dog because she said it only makes a mess and costs money.
Well, did you tell her how much money we're gonna make?
We can't count on that money, Rerun. This whole thing can fall apart.
No, it can't, Raj. We've put too much into it.
Weave. How do you get weave, Rerun?
It's a mixture of we and have. We. It's called a contraption.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Give it to him good, Mama.
Dee, sit down. Be quiet.
Hey, Miss Thomas.
Hi, Mrs. Thomas.
Hi, Mama. I'm really glad to hear I got to talk to you.
This is true.
Boy, you're going to get it now, Raj.
What's the matter, Mama?
Be patient. She'll tell you. Tell him, Mama.
Do you know what this is?
An envelope?
Good. It's from your high school. Now, would you like to guess what's in it?
It's a low-grade notice that says your marks are lousy, and you're really going to get it. That's my guess.
She guessed it.
Come on, that silly low-grade notice. Everybody gets that sooner or later.
Really?
Really?
And this is the back of my hand. And everybody gets this sooner or later, too.
And you're closer to sooner than later.
Now, I've won an explanation. Is it because of that girl you've been seeing so much of?
I mean, yes, it is, but...
No buts. I just don't want you going out with her anymore.
But we don't go out, Mama. We stay home. I'm tutoring her, and tonight is the last night anyway. If you don't believe me, call her mother. Mrs. Williams will tell you it's the truth.
And just what are you getting out of all this tutoring anyway?
Well?
Well?
Nothing.
Nothing, huh?
Do you believe that, Mama? Do you take Mama for a fool ride? He's taking you for a fool, Mama.
I'm gonna take you for a walk.
Now you're really going to get it from mouthing off at me. Give it to him, Mama.
Oh, shut up, Dee.
What do you think of that, Raj? She called you Dee by mistake.
Oh, Mama, starting tomorrow, I'll really work hard, and I have plenty of time to get my grades back up again. Come on, trust me, Mama.
All right. I'll let it go this time. But I don't want any more of those letters coming to this house anymore. You hear?
Okay, Mama, I promise you they won't.
It better not.
Okay, come on, y'all.
Now I'm going to the store. And I don't want you guys hanging around here too long. You hear?
All right.
Because I know you all have homework to do, too.
Yes, Mr. Thomas.
All right.
And it seems to me you've got some work you could be doing, too, young lady.
I know my work.
Huh. Is that right?
Yes, Mama.
Then how come you got a C in spelling?
Because that dumb teacher misspelled A.
You just study your spelling. I'll see how much you know when I come back. Now, come on, give Mama some sugar.
Okay.
All right. Da-da-da, da-da-dee-dee. La la la.
Da, da, da. Secretary. S-E-C.
That was the perfect time, Raj. The perfect time.
Yeah, why didn't you tell her about the doll?
Because you don't tell my mama anything. And the only way I'm going to get her to say yes when I ask her is for me to tell her the benefits of having this dog.
You mean tell her about the $3 billion?
We're not going to make $3 billion, Rerun. We need real facts for her. We got to go to one of these kennel clubs and get the exact information about breeding and everything else.
That makes sense.
Then why didn't you think of it, entrepreneur?
Aha! Uh-huh. You see, Raj, the secret of being a good entrepreneur is not being brilliant, but surrounding yourself with brilliant people.
Man, there ain't enough people in the world to surround you, Rerun.
Hey, that bed really looks comfortable, Dwayne. No!
Secretary. S-E-C.
Okay, now, we also have to find out from them what to feed it and how to take care of it.
How hard can that be? I don't care what they are. Babies are babies. They drink milk, they sleep, and they make a mess.
That's just why I don't like the idea of having this one.
It'll make all the tutoring worthwhile. As soon as you see that cute little face looking up at you.
Well, I tell you, I hope so. I haven't been able to think straight ever since Mrs. Williams told me that Susie was pregnant.
Well,
Hi, Mama.
Oh, hi, Dee.
Mama, wait till you hear what I heard about Rush.
I don't want you talking and telling me things about your brother anymore, you hear?
Not even about that girl?
No.
The one he's been staying out late teaching?
No.
The one who's gonna have a baby?
No. Are you sure this is the right number? Let me
see. It was in Roger's dresser, under one of his shirts, and one of his socks, in plain view.
Oh, hello. Is this Mrs. Williams whose daughter's being tutored by Roger Thomas? Well, good. This is Mrs. Thomas. Uh-huh. My son is the one who's doing the tutoring. Well, you see, Miss Williams, I heard that your daughter likes him. She says he's fantastic. Mrs. Williams, let me ask you, you see, Roger never tells me anything about what he does. Uh-huh, and I'm curious. Do you have a nice house, and is Susie pregnant?
You're smart, aren't you?
Is a frog waterproof?
Waterproof. I don't know, because I'm failing biology, too.
Well, what can I do for it?
Well, would you ask me this math question, please?
Sure thing. Let's see here now. A train leaves New York, headed for Los Angeles, traveling at 120 miles per hour.
Oh!
At the same time... A train leaves Los Angeles going towards New York, traveling at 100 miles per hour.
Ooh.
Listen to this part right here. Listen, good.
Okay.
If the entire trip is 3,247 miles.
Uh-huh.
Now, when will it meet?
As soon as they crash.
That sounds right to me.
We're gonna make a fortune.
Yeah, I think you're right this time, Leroy.
Yeah, you heard the guy at the kennel club. Those dogs are easy to sell. And everybody wants one, so, yeah. You know.
Hey, that's Patrice.
Hey.
Hey, Patrice. Y'all.
Oh, I'm really proud of you. You're studying your math.
Oh, yeah, and Shirley's been helping me, too.
Oh, no.
How's Susie?
I told you, Dwayne, she gonna have those puppies any minute now.
Hey. All right, now, but don't forget you got history, too.
Oh, I know my history. Go on, ask me something.
Okay. All right, who was the 16th president of the United States?
Abraham Lincoln.
Hey! all right, now, what happened to him during his second term in office?
He died.
Hey!
Get down, Patrice. And how?
Swine flu? No.
Wait a minute, don't tell me.
Well, let me give you a hint.
Theater. Oh, I know it. He was shot. Shot by John Wilkes in the booth.
No, he was shot by John Wilkes Booth in the head.
Oh, they should never let a president go to the bathroom by himself.
What's happening, Mabel? Why'd you want me to rush over here?
It's Roger, Bill, and it's all our fault.
Well, what happened?
We got divorced, that's what happened. And Roger didn't have you here when he needed you.
All right, what happened?
The girl he's been seeing is pregnant. That's what happened.
No. Listen, are you sure? I mean, how'd you find this out?
Dee told me.
And you believe the first story somebody tells you, right? Just like you used to do with me.
No. I checked and I found out.
Just like you used to do with me.
I found out it was true.
Just like you used to do with me. Well, who'd you check it out with?
With the girl's mother. What are we gonna do, Bill?
Well, we're gonna do what any intelligent parent would do in this situation. That's what we're gonna do.
Hi, Mama. How you doing, Daddy?
Fine, thank you, son.
Fine, thank you, son. Just like that fine thank you, son?
Well, my son asked me how I was. Since I was fine, and I didn't want to lie, so I said, fine. Added thank you to show that I appreciated his concern.
Mama, Mama, have I got something to tell you?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
It's about that girl I've been helping with her studies.
Those are the words.
Well, I haven't been doing it for nothing. She's giving me something.
We know that, son.
Oh, you do?
We know all about it. I called Mrs. Williams.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. And all I want to know is why.
Why?
Why did you get mixed up with this girl in the first place?
Well, I guess it was for the money.
For the money?
You did it for the money?
Yeah, I'm even thinking of doing it for a living.
What? Give me your belt. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill him now. I'm going to kill him.
Give him the news, pal.
No news. I want you all to get out of here. We're having an intelligent conversation about killing Roger.
But wait a minute, Mama. They're in on this, too.
What?
They helped me get started.
What are you talking about?
You know, our big business venture.
Oh, that's right, Mrs. Thomas. We all did our share.
Little Dwayne, too?
Oh, the whole thing was my idea.
But you know, of course, Raj did all the real work.
Be ashamed of yourself. Look what you're putting Roger's mother through. And me. It's disgraceful. Just disgraceful.
Okay, if it's gonna cause this much trouble, I'll just call the whole thing off.
Don't you wish it was that easy?
It is. It is. Just watch. Hello, Mrs. Williams. This is Roger. Is your daughter home? She was gonna call me. Why? Really? She had them.
All right.
She had four male and two female. Hi. How did you do? Oh. Oh. Okay. Well, you can relax now, Mom. It's all over. There's no problem.
Just like that.
Huh? Thank you, son.
Yeah, just like that. I won't be getting any of the puppy.
What puppies?
One of Susie's puppies. That's what Mrs. Williams was going to give me for helping her daughter Patrice pass her tests.
Ew! Puppies? Puppies. It's puppies. Susie's a dog. Sure, puppies. Of course it's puppies. Why not puppies? Puppies!
think we were talking about? Well, it's okay. It's all over anyway. I won't be bringing the puppy here.
Oh, no, no, wait a minute, darling. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you guys like that. Of course, you can have a puppy if you want one. All right!
Get down.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Patrice flunked both tests.
Both tests?
Oh. Yep.
After all we did for her. All that time.
Yeah?
All that teaching.
How could she fail?
Too much teaching.
Oh, now how could she fail from too much teaching?
How? I'll show you how. Ask me how Lincoln died.
How did Lincoln die?
He got crushed between the 3:30 train out of New York and the 2:10 train out of Los Angeles.
Oh, no.
How is your homework coming along, Roger?
Oh, fine, Mama, just fine. My grades will be back to normal, I promise you.
Hey, that's good, son. And why aren't you studying instead of reading that comic book, little girl?
I finished my studying.
Mm-hmm.
Here, ask me my spelling.
All right. Let's see. Spell secretary.
Secretary?
Secretary.
S-E-C. You later, Mama.
Come in.
Rod, we're back in business. In this shoebox lies our fortune.
Oh, no. What is it this time?
Hamsters.
Hamsters? Oh, I don't want to hear it.
Well, listen to this, Rod.
No.
Hamsters have an average of 7 baby hamsters per month. Every month of the year. And at $5 a throw, we're talking about $35,280 in 2 physical years.
Let me see that box.
And they don't take up much room, neither.
No? That's because they're not there.
What?
They're not there.
I had them when I came in here. Where'd they go?
Oh, no. Wait till my mama hears about this.